it was just a terrific time. We're going to go to break, and you're listening to Talking Travel on the Travel Talk Radio Network and worldwide at TT.
Knows the way. USA 3000 now flies to and from Fort Myers, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, and Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, servicing 11 different cities, all at our same low fares starting at $59. No peanuts served here. For a low fare with a real meal and in-flight entertainment, choose USA 3000. USA 3000 has simple fare rules regardless of the fare. There are no Saturday night stays and no round trip required on any fare. They have a low change fee, and this is the part you're really going to love. Even if you miss your flight, you don't lose your fare. So what are you waiting for? With fares this low and rules this simple, you can afford to take someone with you. Call now to make your reservations at 1-877-USA-3000. That's 1-877-USA-3000. You can also book online at www.usa3000.com or call your local travel agent. USA 3000 Airlines knows the way. USA 3000 now flies to and from Fort Myers.
We don't need to do that twice, so once is enough. We're back, and we're joined by award-winning travel writer Kay Fernandez. And good morning, Kay, and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure, and I hope we have you on many, many more times. I just loved your great train travel story. The incurable romantic that I am while reading, and I found myself not wanting it to end. And train travel has always been fascinating to me, and traveling through Switzerland has to be the ultimate journey.
I love train travel. In Europe, rail Europe is just, it's spectacular.
And so tell us about Switzerland. Tell us about that, the ride on that great train through a magnificent area.
Switzerland is just unparalleled as far as the scenery is concerned. I'm a Floridian and I'm used to a lot of flat places, so when I see the Swiss Alps, I find it just awesome.
Exactly.
And there are 34 peaks, I think, throughout the entire country. I've been both on the Glacier Express and the Golden Pass, although Switzerland has 12 different scenic trains. As you can well imagine, there are just so many scenic trains throughout the country because it is indeed just a country full of spectacular scenery.
Now, there's a good reason, historically, why European rails are so good. And in your article, you mentioned that, at the time the steam engine was invented, Europe was pretty well settled with major cities that are already intact. So when the railway developed, it came to serve those cities. And when you look at the geography of Europe, they're all much closer, as we know, even for driving,
exactly.
While the distance in the U.S. are much greater.
Yes. The rail system throughout Europe has about 160 miles of excellent rails. Rail Europe now goes to 21 countries, and I've been on your Rail Europe system in about 9 different countries. And I've never, ever been disappointed as far as trains. They're punctual, they're comfortable, they're very easy as far as accessibility, convenience. All the signage is very easy to understand, even if you do not speak the language. It's still very simple.
Now, did you use the Euro passes while you do this? Because obviously that's a popular thing.
Yes, I always get a Rail Europe pass, and depending on which countries I'm in. For example, in Switzerland, you have the Swiss pass and the Flexi pass.
Right.
You can also get a combination of passes with the France-Switzerland pass, also the Austria-Switzerland pass, where you can traverse both countries.
Yeah, and I mean that's certainly things that people should research, and there is a website that you can go, and we'll give that towards the end of this segment. But tell us a little bit more. I mean, it's a very interesting story. Why don't you take the lead on this rather than me jump all over on it?
As far as the Golden Pass, it goes between. Between Lucerne and Interlaken. And
then you had the Glacier Express as well.
Exactly. The Glacier Express takes you from Zermatt to St. Moritz, and St. Moritz is known as, I guess, kind of a chic town, but it also has a lot going on as far as outdoor activities. You're near the national park. It's just a lovely area.
And you mentioned, which I find interesting, is it's the world's slowest express train, and that this, you know, this adventure that takes you 7.5 hours and goes over 291 bridges and through 91 tunnels, crosses the magnificent 6,708-foot high, Overlap Pass. What more can anybody ask for?
If you don't want to take the entire trip, the 7.5 hours, obviously you can take a portion of it. But if those 7.5 hours, you'd be surprised how fast that goes, because you're looking at this spectacular scenery. You're looking at the forest and the mountains and the mountain streams and the Swiss villages. And it's just a typical picture postcard place with alpine villages, and it's pretty neat to see.
And food, of course.
Always food. When you take the Golden Pass train and you are in Montreux, you have the option of taking the chocolate train. And since I'm a chocoholic,
tell us about the chocolate train.
It's a wonderful experience to take. It's a day adventure, and it leaves Montreux, and it goes to Gruyère, which is the home to the very famous
cheese. Yeah.
And of course, you do taste the cheese, and it gives you a good palate pleasing adventure there before you get back on the train, and then you go to Brock, and you go to the Cayenne Nestle factory there, where you also are able to taste the chocolate.
How wonderful. Did you do a lot of tasting?
I always taste a lot of chocolate.
I can identify with that. Anyway, Bob and I, Bob Fisher and I had spent about 8 hours, 7-8 hours on a train going through the Copper Canyon, and although we spent most of it in the bar cart taking in the views, it was very comfortable. And trains, I think more and more people need that experience. You're going to go to Europe. It's much easier to take a train than it is to drive. You don't need directions. You just have to know when to get on and off.
Absolutely. To me, it's the best way to travel. I think I've only rented a car in Europe one time. You know, Americans sometimes don't realize what a great adventure the train travel can be. And the cities in Europe are so very close together. The countries are so very close together. So train travel is a very hassle-free way to travel. You don't have to worry about your car or following directions or messing with your map or any distractions.
Right.
And you can just enjoy the scenery along the way.
And then you mentioned in Interlaken, it's one of the strongholds for outdoor offerings in Switzerland.
Yes, there's much to do. Interlaken is a very charming town, and it's very easy to walk around there. It's situated between two beautiful, all the lakes, of course, in Switzerland are very crystal clear. But it's situated between lakes, and Interlaken literally means between two lakes.
Right.
And you can mountain climb or do bungee jumping or all sorts of trails. There's just a plethora of things to do as far as outdoor activity. And I think that's true of much of Switzerland because, you know, you're surrounded by mountains and valleys, so you're not literally climbing mountains all the time, but you can take advantage of the valley areas as well.
And then you went to Lucerne.
Yes, Lucerne is a larger city, but it still has a very nice old feel to it. There's parts of the old town that are still there and cobblestone streets, very excellent shopping and restaurants, and going out on Lake Lucerne is a lovely trip too. And if you have a Rail Europe pass, you are able to take that free boat ride out on Lake Lucerne. And that's true of all the lakes in Switzerland,
yeah, that's
if you have a rail pass.
Yeah, that's a nice bonus. Now, then you say that the Golden Pass ends at Lucerne, but that you can take other scenic train trips. Now, tell me a little bit about that, if you will.
Well, there are 12 different scenic train trips in Switzerland. And depending on where you are, whether you're in Zurich or Lucerne or St. Moritz, you can get on one of the other scenic trains. You can go into southern Switzerland, and it's almost a Mediterranean feel because you have palm trees and olive trees, and you're almost at the Italian border, so you have a lot of Italian influence in that respect. So that is quite an adventure, and then you're leaving some of the mountains. But the Swiss Alps are just spectacular, and I recommend anyone ever having the chance to see them to go, and hopefully by train.
What would you say, I am always asked this question in a number of different ways, is what would you say your highlight of this trip was? Or is that a tough question? It's always a tough question for me, because I love it all. And
I like the smaller towns of Interlaken.
I
found it quite charming. I like Montreux. It was a quiet town, but it's spectacular as far as beauty is concerned. It's surrounded by mountains. When you descend into Montreux, you're surrounded, and it's just a very lovely place to see.
Now, you did mention that it's the 75th anniversary this year of the Glacier Express. Now, that's quite extraordinary.
It is indeed. And because of the tunnel that they built in 1982, the train now runs year-round, even though in the wintertime you just have an option of one time a daily as far as the train travel, whereas in the summertime it runs about five times a day. But at least you do have the opportunity to go in the winter. As a Floridian, I'm not much of a real cold weather person, but I have heard that it's just absolutely spectacular in the wintertime.
And so it started in June of 1930, and it was completed, the completion of the 9.5-mile Furker Tunnel, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, in June 1982,
right.
Then made it possible, as you said, the Glacier Express to operate year-round.
Absolutely.
So that's how that all came about, and it's hard to believe that it goes back 75 years, doesn't it?
It does, and actually, the rail system was really organized in 1910 in Europe. And today's Rail Europe is an incarnation from the early 1960s, and it has just evolved to a very sophisticated system now that's just extremely comfortable. And as far as comfort, the seats are very comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Your onboard experience is very comfortable.
Even in the economy classes?
There's first class and second class. And second class, you still have the same amenities and the same views that you have in first class. Although in first class, you do have the option of being in one of the more panoramic cars or in one of the glass dome cars.
Now, just one other thing we should touch on is you have an 800 number in here that I guess it's for the rail passes. It's 877-257-2887
right.
In the U.S. And from what I can see, you're highly recommending these various train passes, which we've all tend to use from time to time. But there's one other very important thing that I think I almost missed, and that is that with the Swiss Travel System Family Card, the children under 16 travel for free when accompanied by a parent.
Right, and the Swiss Travel System is the only country that does offer this as far as children under 16 traveling free. And I think it's excellent, an excellent way for our entire family to go.
I couldn't agree more. Kay, thank you very, very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
It's a very, very interesting story. And we look forward to chatting with you again soon.
I enjoyed it. Thanks again.
Yes, you're welcome. Bye for now. Well, that was Kay Fernandez, and it's really a great article. You can go to our site, ttrn.com, and you'll find it there, and you can read it in detail and look at the pictures. We'll be back with Mr. Bob Fisher in just a flash.
Totally gone native. Totally playful. Totally never tried that before. Totally Club Med. Introducing the new Total All-Inclusive Club Med with unlimited drinks. All-day dining, world-class accommodations, 64 sports and activities, all gratuities and more for a totally great price. So you can totally forget your wallet. Call today for a totally unlimited, totally together, totally barefoot time. Book now and save on a 7-night